This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in just a minute, a couple minutes or so, will be Coach Mike Manasco. Obviously, this is somebody who represented South Florida quite well last year without a quarterback after he lost the quarterback in the first playoff game. But definitely a Miami Palmetto team that will compete. They have athletes as well. We told you that 8A is certainly popular and kind of no joke. Danny, we have Coach on the line? Oh, okay. Didn't hear it. Sorry. I think I put the volume down when you said to me it sounded like something was hitting. No problem. And as I said, Miami Palmetto will be a program to keep an eye on. A lot of talent, tremendous coaching. Coach Mike Manasco has done an awesome job returning to his alma mater. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday evening and certainly kickoff classic week, and you got a lot of praise heaped on you by Coach Matt DeBuck, who you will see at the end of the week.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a good experience coming up Friday.
This was for you a spring and a summer where, I mean, you had some holes to fill. Obviously, you had some outstanding. We were talking about Leonard Taylor being one. So many weapons on the defensive side, defensive secondary, kids, wide receivers. But you've gotten to that point now where you're able to plug in football players. We're never going to see, somebody who's going to be as good as the guy before. It's just not in the cards. But what you do is you kind of use athletes to kind of fill in the spaces. Talk about that, because there's no doubt that you did an awesome job of coaching in the playoffs defensively. I mean, it's like having five engines and you're running on two on offense because your quarterback went down. Talk about that and talk about what you got, what makes you a different team offensively this year.
Yeah, it was tough last year. Obviously, losing Kevin Smith in the first round. I mean, you were there. It was just one of those freak accidents that happens in football. And, I thought our kids rebounded well. And, I was really proud of the way that our offense put stuff together each week. I mean, I don't think anybody had a tougher road playoff schedule than we did last year to kind of go around and play those teams week after week. And I think our kids did well. I mean, we just kind of ran out of gas. Like you said, we were running on fumes. And I think that, to lose a state semifinal game without giving up an offensive point, it's kind of a tough pill to swallow. But I was proud of our kids. We had 29 seniors last year. It was great to get them to play some really meaningful football. And, most of those kids went on to college, and we're going to hear big things from them. But going back to what you said before, yeah, we're in a good spot. I mean, we've been very, very consistent football program the last 6 years. We've got some really, really talented young kids. I mean, you never replace a Burchard Smith or a Jason Marshall, Leonard Taylor, or Corey Collier. Those kids aren't replaceable. You just, you coach the next young guy up, and it's so much nicer to have kids for 4 years. Unfortunately, the landscape of what we have down here and all these different schools popping up, it's very hard to, I feel for young coaches trying to build programs now. It's just tough, to try to have those kids, because you want the eighth grade class, the freshman class, to come in and learn for your system and how you do things. But we are blessed to have a really good group. I mean, on offense, we bring pretty much everybody back except for Burchard. Defense is where we definitely, we had nine starters leave And all those nine went to college, which is impressive.
But
we could definitely have some holes to fill. We're excited about it, though. You know, I feel like I've already lost my voice early in the week, you know, yelling it today. So I know things are going well. We're definitely excited about our road. And you know, we're still going to be very, very competitive. We're still going to have an opportunity to compete for a championship in 8A. We have those type of kids. And we're just excited to get it rolling. I mean, I don't know how other programs have been, but, you know, we've definitely had our share of scare of the new Delta variant coming through. I definitely say, hey, man, educate your kids on the do's and don'ts, and let's try to get through this together.
Exactly. That's what it needs to come from home. You know, just, hey, you can't have your best buddy go, hey, by the way, you know, do this, wear a mask. You know, I mean, when you cough, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, yeah, you're right. It has to come from home and we'll get to it. You know, people are going to understand that this, and we know, just like the influenza is going to always be with us. This variant may morph itself to be always with us. So we got to stay on top of it. And that's, like you said, is perfect. You know, just got to be vigilant against it. And, you know, you have a young one now, so you have to kind of be in that same boat. You know, Coach, when you take a look at this year's program too, I mean, last year, so defensive oriented, big plays. You know, I look back, I believe 2 years ago against Hialeah, and just a span of what, 3 minutes, you went from, I think, one up to like 21 up because of the defense, the pressure up front. Does the defense come back with that kind of tenacity? Because I know you lost a lot of key playmakers.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say, I mean, you know, nobody's going to know the names of the kids is the difference.
Yeah.
You know, they're still going to, you know, we're built our program on effort, attitude, and toughness, and those kids are going to embody that, and they're going to play hard. You know, I would say, you know, with what we've been able to do in the last 6 years of being a consistent down south program that you know, will beat you if you're not ready, that we have these type of kids, and they're within our system, and they're just looking for their opportunity and their chance to get out and play. I'm really excited about this group. You know, I feel like, you know, believe it or not, I feel like we're faster than we've ever been.
Wow.
We just don't have the experience yet, you know, and that's why we have a tough schedule. I mean, we open up, you know, we go down to Gibbons this week, then we got Homestead, Gulliver, Killian, and then we play Columbus. So, I mean, we've got a really front-loaded schedule of really good up-and-coming, I don't even know how to say up-and-coming, but regenerated programs that are doing a really good job as far as getting kids attracted to their program. So, you know, I mean, we definitely have it's going to be trial by fire real quick for our kids that don't have the experience.
And you kind of have to do that. I mean, you know, like you look at everybody who wants to get the spotlight. You look at Central. You know, I mean, I wouldn't want their first four games. I mean, they're out that John Bosco come back against Gorman, Booker T, and Northwestern. So, I mean, you know, that type of thing is one thing. I mean, you want to ramp up your schedule, but you don't want to be crazy about it. You know,
right.
get a couple of good challenges. Like, you know, Matt was saying that they open up at Venice, and then they go to Gainesville, Buchholz, and then they play St. Thomas, and they play Heritage. So, you know, obviously they have a challenging schedule, and yours is a lot like that. I mean, you got some guy, just home teams, just regular teams in the community. I mean, like you mentioned Gulliver. I mean, they've got as much, you know, talent as anybody. I mean, you know, they could stand toe to toe. You take a look at some of those programs, Homestead. You know, I mean, so you're right. I mean, it's going to be a challenge, but you're going to learn a lot about your team early on. I'm sure you have from the scrimmages. Now, summer wise, did everybody go different places? Did a lot of the kids, you know, get their chance to get on that radar screen that they hadn't been on in 15 months?
Yeah, I mean, we took kids. You know, we always do a big college trip in the beginning of the summer, and we took kids all over.
Right.
So yeah, I had a group. This is the biggest group I've ever taken. I think we took 23 kids. So I mean, that
nice.
Was just from so. It was definitely a fun trip for those kids, and they got to see some schools. And, you know, for the first time, we actually visited some, like, Division II schools and things like that because, you know, a lot of coaches out here are in the same boat. 2022, with the NCAA transfer portal, with COVID, all the college kids getting another year, we're really struggling looking for our 2022s because of the lack of numbers that colleges are actually taking. So, you know what I mean? It's 2022 and even 23 and 24 are going to be tough years for high school kids unless the NCAA does something to fix this, because the transfer portal is going to really hurt high school athletics in general.
I agree. Coach, again, thanks so much for stopping by. Best of luck. You know we'll have you back. We'll be checking in on you, you know, trying to get to as many places as I can.
No, we love you, man. We obviously appreciate everything you do, and we're really excited, man. Go Panthers.
Good stuff. Coach Mike Manasco, let's say they were carrying the flag for all of South Florida in the 8A last year, that's for sure. Did a great job and certainly, you know, came up short. Didn't have the offense because the quarterback goes down early in the playoffs. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.